As my husband and I approach the door on this quiet suburban street, I think, not for the first time, that appearances can be deceiving. My husband seems to be on the same train of thought because he wraps a protective arm around my waist and whispers low in my ear, his breath warm and sweet.
Who would have thought quiet little suburbia would be so exciting?
I know, right? When we first moved from the city 3 years ago, I was skeptical. I was worried that we'd be alone in our proclivities. But to my surprise, there were like-minded people our own age hiding in plain sight in our sleepy little suburb. People who were willing and very ready to have a good time. People that were, if possible, even freakier than I dared to hope. One man in particular flashes in my mind. Apart from being sexy in the obvious kind of way, muscles for days, strong jaw, and plush lips, he seemed like your average divorced dad. Nice, but definitely in the normie category of men. So I didn't give him a second thought when I met him at a block party, or even when my husband became his close friend. That is, until one night, when my husband drunkenly told him about our little games. Far from being scandalized, the friend was intrigued. Apparently, there was more than a little overlap in our interests. When my husband brought up this get-together, I was shocked. Shocked, but also excited. I've been looking forward to this for the whole week. The anticipation left me hot in bed as my husband and I fantasized about everything we might be getting up to this night. My blood buzzes with excitement as I reach for the doorbell. But before I can get there, my husband stops my hand.
And I just have to say, I know we already went over comfort levels, but I just have to say.
I know, baby. You're so sweet for saying it.
I've talked it over with them, and there's nothing to worry about. Still, if there's anything you're uncomfortable with, or if you even don't feel like it, just say the word. We'll leave right away, no awkwardness.
You've said so already.
You remember the safe word?
Yes, Daddy. I lean in and kiss my husband as he melts into me.
I love hearing you say that, Princess.
I live to please. With that, I ring the doorbell. It takes only a few seconds for him to open the door. Our friend is in a snug white t-shirt that, while simple, is made of thick cotton that looks expensive and clings to every line on his body, like it's been tailored to fit him to perfection. And I must say, seeing him in this context makes me see him in a completely different way. His friendly, aw shucks demeanor reads more as graceful confidence now. And it's hard to categorize it as anything but fucking sexy.
Hey, how's it going?
His gaze flicks over my husband and me, lingering on the satiny bodice of my mid-length dress, which I chose because of the way it contours my cleavage enticingly. An effort that, I can see, has not gone unnoticed. Our friend's eyes dip to my chest, then lower, to my waist and the shape of my hips. My core tightens with anticipation. Oh, we're in for a fun night. You gonna invite us in?
Right, of course.
He moves aside for us, and we step into the modern, two-story house. The dim lights feel welcoming, warm and masculine, despite the modern decor. I like your place.
Thanks. My interior designer is big on cohesive color schemes, whatever that means.
Don't be modest. I know for a fact you looked for 6 months for the perfect table.
Guilty as charged.
Mind if I sit? I gesture to the dove gray couch in the sitting room, set in a low recess to our right.
Of course. Go right ahead.
We make our way to the couch, and my husband sits beside me, Our friend seems unsure of where to place himself, hesitating between an armchair and the sofa. In response, I pat the empty space beside me. Don't be shy. I won't bite.
Well, if you insist.
He sits beside me, exactly as close as I'd wanted. The dual warmth from his body and my husband's makes me thrum with excitement. Three wine glasses are set out on the coffee table, along with a bottle of freshly opened red and a pitcher of water.
Would you two like anything to drink?
I'll take a bit of that wine.
Me too. He pours out two glasses. We sip our wine as the silence stretches out between the three of us. I know, we're all wondering who would make the first move. Deciding to take it upon myself, I rest one hand on my husband's thigh and the look that passes between us saying everything we need to know. He gives me a small wink.
I just have to thank you for inviting us into your home.
My free hand reaches out to our friend's knee. The touch is electric. As I trace circles around his knee, he leans in closer. His gaze dips lower to my mouth, and I give a small smile. My husband takes the lead, brushing my hair off my neck and presses a slow, seductive kiss to my neck. Our friend follows suit, mirroring his movements as he trails kisses over my shoulder before traveling up to my ear.
You are so fucking sexy. I've been fantasizing about you since we met at that block party.
I give a hum of appreciation, and then his mouth wraps around my earlobe, biting it just the way I like. I feel foreign lips on my skin as my husband's hands begin roaming my body, pressing over the satin fabric of my dress. His touch lingers at my waist before trailing up to the underside of my breasts. I shiver under his touch.
Are you gonna be good for us, princess?
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, fuck your body.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.